It is needless to state that freedom is the essence of our profession, and the scale to calibrate the level of freedom locally and internationally is the latest ranking by the advocacy group Reporters Without Borders. According to the group, Ghana maintains a 26th position on the league table of media systems in the world, with the same score of 17.95 she garnered in 2016. Once again, our media have been adjudged freer than that of France, UK 39th, UK 40th, and USA 43rd. In West Africa, we are number one as compared to Cote d'Ivoire, which placed 81st, and Nigeria 122nd. And on the continental level, we move from the third to second place, the first being Namibia, which occupies the topmost position. Ghana's virtual free willy media system aided to a very large extent the delivery last December of perhaps the best literary journalism ever witnessed in the history of this country. And on occasion of this year's World Press Freedom Day, it ignites the highest sense of pride to note that media power is driving the fight against gallancy. The degree of audacity, the level of intensity, and the impact or the ferocity of the media campaign are again unprecedented in modern memory. The GGA commends most highly the Ashigbe-led Media Coalition Against Gallancy, as well as 30 Media House for their trailblazing role in the fight campaign. We note again with joy and confidence that professional standards have moved a notch higher in the section of the media with the introduction of fact-checked journalism when replicated across the media spectrum will hopefully provide an effective cure for the perpetration of inflated rhetoric and the spread of pure lies by public figures, especially politicians who are inclined to take the ordinary Ghanaian for a ride.